Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk about some garden news and cover all the upcoming activities through K-State Research and Extension. But first, today's shout-out goes to Jared Riley of the Livewire's Empire Best 4-H Club here in McPherson County. As his 4-H photo was selected to be displayed in the K-State office of President Richard Linton, 24 Kansas 4-H members have been chosen to have their award-winning photography displayed on the K-State University campus in Manhattan. Jared's photo was among more than 2,000 4-H entries at the 2023 Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson. The two dozen photos received a purple ribbon and the top 4-H honor at this year's State Fair, and then was selected by the committee to be highlighted at K-State. The photography project helps to enhance so many life skills for a 4-H member: attention to detail, and the importance of looking at the same object from a different point of view, along with the technical skills they learn, said Sarah Moss, Kansas 4-H state leader. Congratulations, Jarrett Riley. Job well done. In my gardening news, in order to reduce plant stress during months where moisture accumulates quickly, Kansas State Research and Extension says gardeners should pay attention to how their property drains. Poor drainage in gardens can result in waterlogging soil and consequently giving the plants not enough oxygen for their roots. Plants will be limited to how much water they can take up and suffer because they become stressed. Flooding and poor drainage are often caused by soil compaction, grading, and erosion. While some of these problems may require digging a drain or culvert to reroute the water, soil drainage can also be improved by incorporating organic matter. Organic matter may help improve water retention, aeration, and nutrition in the soil. Peat moss, rotted hay, tree leaves, and compost are all options as organic matter. KSRE recommends incorporating 2 to 4 inches of organic matter into the soil as deeply as possible so the plant roots don't have difficulty penetrating across the barrier between the organic matter and the old soil. Although today is not the time to start this project, we will have some nicer weather before spring comes around. In my extension news, new in January 2024, K-State corn and soybean schools will be held together, same day, same place. There will be a new floor mat for the traditional K-State corn and soybean winter crop schools. K-State Research and Extension, in collaboration with Kansas Corn and Kansas Soybean, has combined the schools for a whole-day program covering both crops. Save the date of January 17th at Heston and AgCo Corporation. Stay tuned for a complete agendas and how to get registered for the January 17 date. If you have any questions, you can call me at the office at 620-241-1523 with any of your questions. Each new year, starting in January, the Master Gardeners and Friends host educational programs which are open to all horticultural enthusiasts in our community. Each month, on the fourth Thursday, starting at 7 p.m., held at the McPherson County Extension Office, we have invited horticultural specialists to come in and present an educational program covering topics that are important to our area. The 2024 programs will be January 25th. Miss Edwards, the Butler County Horticultural Specialist, will be covering how do you start with a new landscape. In February, Pam Polson of Reno County will cover myths and misconceptions about gardening. And our very own Cody Kramer, in March, will cover fruit tree planting and care. And we'll end our spring meetings on April 25th with Karen Blakesley, K-State Research and Extension Food Specialist, presenting her program covering storing and preserving produce. Plan now to come to our January 25th Master Gardener and Friends educational program to learn something new. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.